Nevada, hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
And yes, and welcome to another Saturday and Broadview. Thanks for being here with us. Welcome my co-host, JP. How you doing, JP?
I'm doing good.
Got your attitude on today?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You know how much I like being here.
I know you do.
I love it.
And a lot going on this week. Unbelievable. We're going to have a guest from the Breast Blowout Cancer Society. We've got an event coming
breast
up.
Breast Blowout?
They're Breast Blowout.
Does this have something to do with those dummies that you blow up?
No, has nothing to do with that. An event coming up for breast cancer. Also from the Summit, Lexi's going to be here. You know, I didn't even know that the Summit does a lot of events out there, a lot of local charity things.
Where?
Yeah, Children's ID out at the Summit. You're not a shopper, are you?
In the parking lot?
In the parking lot, all around, in some of the shops, and the merchants agree to help out. It's a great thing. So we're going to have them in and find out what they have coming up, and a lot more. Zumba's going to be in here, and my girl Amy going to tell us about another event coming up that's good for your health.
Okay. Are we going to do Zumba on the air?
Zumba, baby. Maybe. If I can get up out of this chair, I might. I got this pain thing going on here. You know how it is. So welcome anyway to a Saturday. Like I said, a lot going on this week. I noticed the underwear bomber pled guilty. Okay. Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib. And he did. He was arrested, you know, in Detroit, in the Detroit passenger jet on Christmas Day.
Did you hear some of the testimony on this? This was hilarious.
Well, I heard he insisted that he is guilty under U.S. law, but he said he is not guilty under Islamic law.
Well, I'm just talking about what some of the other passengers said. I mean, he tried to light him, set the bomb off, and it just kind of set a fire.
His pants caught on fire. Yeah,
like and his own. So another passenger looked and said, "Hey, dude
your genitals are on fire. What's happening?
Hey, dude, you're on fire.
Your underwear is smoking, babe." God. So it was a dud. It didn't work. But yeah, what are they going to do to him, do you think? What will he get?
I don't know. Is there...
Life in
He's
Guantanamo?
He's already had his you-know-what burned off. Is there anything more you can do to the guy?
Oh, yeah. There's much more you can do to a guy. Wow. So, we'll see what happens to him. He's not guilty, though. Not under Islamic law. Also, I noticed Iran, you know, the whole big thing going on, supposedly the Iranian government plotted to assassinate Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the U.S. I mean, they have a cold war going on over there.
I don't know about that whole incident. It's just something strange about it.
Well, Iran, Iran is the protector of the Shia Muslims and Saudi Arabia, the Sunni. So they have that whole thing going on already. Then they're, of course, they're the global oil people of life.
But if you're a country that's trying to be a big deal in international affairs and you have an army and a secret service and the whole nine yards, why would you hire some Mexican border drug lords to do your assassination for you? There's just something that doesn't make sense.
Why wouldn't you?
It seems like you'd have your own people, that could do this kind of thing.
You can't trust your own people.
I don't get it.
You can't trust your own people. You got to get somebody that you don't trust, but that doesn't know any details and just goes and does it.
Hey, let's assassinate the Saudi Arabian diplomat.
The big
deal.
Let's
hire some Mexican drug runners to do it.
Really?
That's crazy.
Well, here's the thing, you know, Iran, they produce a lot of oil, and they can keep upping the price. But Saudi Arabia, they have, from what I understand, oodles and oodles. They can sit on it. They can make the price go up. They can make it go down. I don't know. I believe they're starting a cold war over there. It's pretty outrageous.
I'm not worried about it.
Some members of Congress are saying that an alleged Iranian assassination plot amounts to an act of war. The Obama administration has already placed new sanctions on Iran, but is not considered likely to pursue military action. He just loves to get in on everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
He's already got a new war going on.
Wait, I was going to tell you. Tell me about this. It's in Uganda.
Yeah.
What is going on? He's
our president, Mr. Obama, has started another war. I mean, Afghanistan,
Iraq,
Libya. You know, now he's going into Uganda, sending 100 army forces in there on the ground to help Uganda fight the Lord's Resistance Army.
And how many are in the Lord's Resistance Army?
We're not sure. Between 1,000 and 3,000 guys.
Really? So. And what do they want to do? What is it? What is their purpose?
They actually list their purposes. They want to restore democracy in Uganda and a bunch of other things. But what they do is they're like a lot of these African rebel movements, they're just vicious. I mean, they just slaughter whole villages
and
kidnap children and enslave.
Been doing that forever.
Put women into sexual slavery. And
That's been forever.
But there's nothing specifically, I mean, worse about them than a whole bunch of other groups in Africa.
They just want to continue to live their lifestyle.
So why our president has decided we need to get involved with the army, I don't know.
Well, that is the weird stuff now. Taking out all these Al-Qaeda people, snipers, just send a couple guys in there. I mean, there's only a few thousand of them, right?
Yeah.
100, going to put 100 boots on the ground. I don't get it.
And I don't think, Uganda's not specific. Actually very jungle-like, isn't it? Isn't that kind of like a plateau and plains? I don't know.
Well,
like, I know
jungle.
My geography that well.
No, I was going to say. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's crazy. I mean, he's always looking for something to do. You cannot control the world.
That's right.
Cannot control the world.
Sooner or later, you're going to run out of guys and missiles and airplanes and all that stuff.
Oh, I doubt that.
Remember when Clinton sent the guys into the Sudan? Where was that? Mogadishu?
Oh, yeah.
And they got slaughtered in that black... What was the name of that movie? Black Hawk Down?
Yeah, Black, right.
So I hope this isn't another situation like that where these guys are going in with no air backup. And
well, you know what? Here's the thing. How do we know? I mean, it's like it hits the media, it hits us, and we know more than the president knows. I mean, I can't imagine that he's telling everybody he's going to send 100 men in there, and then tomorrow, there they are.
Yeah.
Well,
how does that decision get made is what you're asking.
That's a
good question.
How does that get made?
Does somebody come to him and say, Mr. President,
what do you think
it would be a good idea if we did this, or does he...
Yeah, let's go in there.
I'm sick of hearing about these Ugandan rebels. Let's go do something.
Yeah, ring the bell. Get the men out there. I don't get that. Also, in the news this week, Kane leading in the polls. Let's just get right to that.
Yeah, you just know
right
I want to talk
that.
About it,
I know
it,
you do.
You?
Yeah, you do. I know
I'm just thrilled, you know. When I first came on this show, I talked about Kane.
You did. You said, got to be
embarrassed myself because I couldn't remember his first name, but I said, I really like this Kane guy, even though I can't remember his first name.
And that's the way most people are with the candidacy. I kind of like this Romney guy.
He plodded along with very little money, and every time there's a debate or a speech, the crowd loves this man.
Now, Godfather, right? He's actually the guru of Godfather Pizza.
He did a number of other things.
But didn't they go bankrupt?
But he went into Godfather twice. He went in there. Is it Pepsi that owns Godfather? I can't remember now.
Stop asking these hard questions.
He went in there as the representative of the big corporation to rescue Godfather Pizza because it was losing money.
Because he's a businessman.
He brought them back up until they were making money. Then he left to do something else. And then he came back in and he bought Godfather himself and ran it again and then sold it. This is a smart man.
Amazing.
He was a mathematician in the Navy.
Well, they say that he's immensely likable.
Yes.
And the Republican Party, the primary voters, have really kind of taken him in where... Michelle seemed to be the lead against Romney at one point, conservative, the Tea Party, and now she's kind of going by the wayside, and Kane is really coming up because, well, face it, Perry screwed himself.
In front of the public, he does very well. He doesn't get the money that Romney and Perry get, and that's too bad, but that may change now that he's the front runner.
He will. He's getting the nod now from the Tea Party supporters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I like the guy.
I like him, too.
Anybody listening out there, if you get a chance to listen to him, just listen to him.
He's so real.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. I know.
He doesn't talk like a politician at all.
Nope, he doesn't. Doesn't seem like he'd be able to make it, but things are changing. I was going to ask you about Michelle's cute little comment about 999.
Yeah.
Turn it upside down.
You know, I'm a Kane supporter, but I have to admit that was a good line on her part.
She said, a good line.
She's talking about his 999 economic plan, and she says, well, turn it upside down, and the devil's in the details. Because, of course, if you turn it upside down, it's 666.
Do you know, everybody knows what 666 means, right? I mean, most people know 666. Do you know Sean, 666?
Why'd you say 666 and then wave at Sean?
I mean, because he's looking at me like, what's 666 mean? I mean, doesn't everybody know what 666, the Antichrist, the six, the whole thing? Do you know, Sean?
That part of it I know. Just the just
what part
you said,
of it do you know?
The whole thing, no.
Antichrist 666.
Yeah,
that's it. That's
the
all
double
you know.
Thing. That's all I know about it.
And you know that you wouldn't have a license plate on your car 666.
Right.
I wonder how many people have no idea. I actually ran into one, a person who had no idea, got 666 for his license plate.
Really?
And had no idea. Was going to put it on. He had no idea.
I mean, he was just going to have those three
run
numbers,
into,
and that's it.
You don't run into somebody who.
Why was he
going to
do it then
that?
If he didn't know?
Well, because that's the numbers they gave him.
I can't believe it.
Go ahead.
I can't believe the DMV actually approved that, too.
They actually did.
Wow.
And they wait to see who will come back with it. He did eventually because I encouraged him.
get that off your car.
Oh, I'm never borrowing your car. No way. Yeah. So anyway, that was pretty cute on her part. So what else going on this week? Okay, Iranian government, the underwear bomber. It's all just so juicy. Also, five men convicted in a recent wave of high-profile domestic terrorism cases. Special Communications Management Units. Their conversations were monitored for 24 hours a day by counterterrorism analysis at the U.S. Bureau of Prisons in West Virginia. I wonder how they even came up on these guys. Zachary Adam Chesser. He pleaded guilty to charges including making threats to the creators of the popular animated series South Park.
How weird.
Little kids cussing. That's your cause.
Yeah, I guess.
Little kids cussing. Michael Fenton. He was radicalized in prison and went on to try to bomb a courthouse in Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah, I've heard about they're worried that people are getting radicalized in prison.
Well, duh. I mean, they have their own little group. It's horrendous. I mean, it's their own little civilization in there.
Right.
Oh, it's just crazy. It's horrible. Hossam Meyer Samadi. He attempted to use weapons of mass destruction against a Dallas skyscraper in 2009. They're sending these guys to Guantanamo Bay. Farouk Ahmed, who pleaded guilty last year to charges that he was helping in a plot to bomb subway stations in Virginia. Did we hear about any of these in the media?
Didn't.
No. No. Russell DeFreitas, convicted in a separate recent sting operation for attempting to bomb New York's John F. Kennedy Airport.
It's just
good Lord.
Scary, isn't it? How many of these